The ballet Swan Lake is a tragic love story. The Princess Odette is under a spell and by day turns into a white swan. A prince falls for her, but then he's tricked by an evil witch, Odile, the black swan, and the spell cannot be undone. Former prima ballerina Cynthia Gregory danced in many classical ballets, but Swan Lake was a defining role in her nearly 30-year career at the American Ballet Theater in New York. Gregory was invited by the Kansas City Ballet to coach dancers for a new production of Swan Lake and to share her experiences.
My name is Cynthia Gregory. I didn't have a lot of time to prepare for Swan Lake, the full length, when I did it the first time. 2 weeks to get it together, which isn't a lot of time for a full length ballet like that. I was nervous for the first performance, but excited and thrilled to be doing it. Swan Lake just always felt comfortable, like I was meant to do it. It was just kind of easier for me, definitely, than any of the other full-length ballets. It felt right, the music felt right. The two roles were fun to do, the evil one and the delicate, beautiful, tragic one.
My name is Molly Wagner, and I am playing the role of Odette and Odile. As soon as she started coaching us, you just could see this beautiful energy about her that was so positive. She lets you do it and then kind of watches and then throws out some suggestions and kind of just really brings out, you know, our own inner swan.
Tempe Ostergren, Odette Odile. Cynthia has been wonderful. Everyone said she was a fairy godmother, and she kind of is. She's a very gentle spirit, but she's also demanding. She wants to bring the best out of you.
Just do like, okay, and then now just throw it away. Da, 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 da. That's it. Yeah. Just try to get the realness, the human qualities, even if you have swan arms that are flapping around, you know, try to have the human heart and convey that to the audience. Okay, let's go on.
It is extremely demanding role, physically, technically, lots of really challenging steps.
Learn the steps. Get the technique, be able to do the steps, and then forget about the steps and tell a story.
Everybody, I guess, has one character, either the black swan or the white swan, that's more suitable to them.
I think I do identify more with the black swan, actually, just because I have a tendency to be stronger physically. And the Odile, she's softer, she's a little vulnerable.
I'm usually more of the slow dancer, which is the white swan. You know, the legs, extension a little bit slower, you know, really impassioned when they dance. And then the black swan is this really sharp, strong, energetic dancer that I'm still searching.
Each dancer will find that they are a little bit more suited to the one, but it's a pleasure to do the other one and to work on it. It's always something new to find in it. And the music is just so amazing in all of it. So I just want people to know that to dance is a joy. It's the joy that we feel when we move to the music and touch the audience and have that connection with the audience is indescribable.
This story was produced by KCUR's Laura Spencer. For photos of Kansas City Ballet Swan Lake in rehearsal, check out our website at kcur.org/arts. Thank you.